Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the scripture verse by verse. Right now, we're in Psalm 84 in the NIV, verses 5 through 7. And I'm just so thankful for you today, thankful that you are with me, praying alongside me. And let's listen to this particular verse. It says this: "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we want to have our strength in you. Forgive us for trying to have strength in ourselves, for being, at least in my case, since I'm an American, I'm a pull her up by her bootstraps kind of girl. I'm so individualistic. I can handle this on my own. So Lord, I know that Christianity is not about that. It's about depending on you. It's about interdependence with your body. It's about hanging out with other people and having community. So forgive me for those times where my strength has not been in you, but in myself. And I fear that there are times in my life where there are whole days where I will just go in my own strength and not even ask for yours. So forgive me for that, Lord. And I pray that today, as I'm praying this out loud in my bedroom, where the doors are closed and the dog can't get in, that my strength would be in you. And I thank you for those verses in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10, where it says, your strength is made perfect in our weakness, and that Paul would rather gladly boast about his weaknesses, that the power of Christ would be in him, and he rejoices in insults and persecutions and difficulties for Christ's sake. And I just love that. We don't have to have strength. In fact, our weakness is the invitation to your strength. It's like we've invited you to a party because we're weak and because you're the one who is strong within us. So we thank you for that. Lord, I love that verbiage that our hearts are set on pilgrimage. What a cool way to say that. I pray that my heart is continually on pilgrimage toward you. And the Valley of Baca is also known as the Valley of Weeping. And so I pray for those today who are passing through the Valley of Baca, who are passing through the Valley of Weeping. And Lord knows I've had many of times, especially when I lived in France, where all I seemed to do was weep, weep, weep. And I kept asking that question that the psalmist asked: how long, O Lord, how long? How long will the wicked prevail? How long will this particular trial keep going on? How long will this prayer go unanswered? How long? Lord, we are a weeping people. We're like Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, wondering, when are things going to turn around? When are you going to answer that prayer? When are we going to see relief? Lord, your word says that you are going to make that place of weeping a place of springs. And so those tears are not wasted. Your word also says that you gather up our tears in a bottle. So nothing is wasted in your kingdom, Lord. Even our failure is not wasted. So we thank you for that. Would you make our weeping a spring of living water? Would you make us a people who are refreshing to others, that the weeping that we experience today would turn into rejoicing tomorrow, and that all those tears then will become a spring of living water that helps other people? May that become our superpower. May the weeping become our empathy, Lord. May our struggle become our ability to come alongside those who suffer. Lord, thank you for the verse that says we go from strength to strength till each appears before you in Zion. Lord, oftentimes my strength is too small because my strength is me. But Lord, you promise us that we will move from strength to strength, and that is from your strength to your strength. And Lord, we don't need to worry about past strength, whether you will show up again, because you will. You will be there for us. And it may be a different kind of strength that we're going to experience today than what we experienced yesterday. Help us again, as I've prayed this so many different times, Lord. Help us to allow you to be creative in the way that you give us strength today. That may not mean that we can get out of bed, but it may mean that we can pray one more time. It may not mean that our child is healed of the things that are perplexing them, but it may mean that we can intercede for our child in new ways, or that our child can experience your presence in a way that we haven't known. They haven't known. Lord, thank you for being with us in the valley of weeping. Thank you for weeping alongside us in the valley of weeping. We trust you. We don't always understand you. We don't always understand your plan, but we choose to trust you today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you'd like to help out the podcast, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. There's various levels you can support the podcast in. I'm about halfway there. I think we're at about $400 a month. And it needs to be about $800. So if you'd like to help out, that would be awesome. And in the meantime, I pray that as you're passing through the valley of weeping, you would go from strength to strength. Hey everyone, this World Wednesday, we actually don't have a World Wednesday, so I'm sorry for that, but I've been running out of folks to do this. So if you happen to have a friend who speaks another language or you speak a second language, I would so appreciate your help. So you can go to marriedmuth.com, and on the right-hand side, there's a little microphone, and you can actually pray the Lord's Prayer, which is a really simple prayer, in with that microphone. So if you do that, go ahead and state your name and where you're recording from, and also the language you're going to be recording in, and then go ahead and record that prayer, and we'll add it at the end of another World Wednesday. Not sure if we'll have enough in August, but hopefully you'll hear this and you'll record it, and we'll start having some more World Wednesdays starting in September. So thanks so much, and I hope you have a great day.